Hi. It's 2:30 in the morning. I can't even remember. Oh yeah, it's a Friday. I had two paramours over today. Yeah, and it was good. I'm so tired. I had chats with my boyfriend, Damien Black, and it was good. I think he'd be okay with me saying that he's feeling a little out of sorts, because, you know, that's being a human and all that. So, you know, I'm feeling, actually, I think he's got this. He's very, very resilient, and, yeah, so, it is helpful that if he needs to take space to deal with his stuff, that I have other people to hang out with, and it's not a thing. My girlfriend and I haven't seen each other for a few weeks because I've been so intensely into being with Damien again. Or Derek, he's Damien Black or Derek Warren. He has many uncouth Jesus. He has many identities. Mick Furious. He is my sweet darling. We've actually been dating more on than off for 16 months, roughly. So, you know, it's a fair effort. I'm happy to say that the people that are still, I'm still being sexually active with, actually everyone, like the five relationships that I've had going, one of which I'm not really happy with us being sexual together, in part because the last three times it was short. He blamed his dick and then just made no effort whatsoever to, you know, for me to feel good. So, you know, three strikes, you're out, buddy. And other stuff too. But I'm just, oh no, I'll tell you. He sprung a Tinder date that was happening that evening on me without any lead up to him doing stuff on Tinder or looking for that. I didn't think he had enough time for it, honestly. So it was a surprise. I got really down for a couple of days. Then I got back up again and promptly friend zoned him. So we'll see how that goes. Because sometimes, as I don't know if I've told you guys that I've named my lady parts, Cunt Sandra. Cunt Sandra consents. Sometimes she takes over my brain and I turn around and go, what? Oh, damn it, Cunt Sandra. I try not to blame her for things, but you know. So, but the other four relationships are all going along fairly well, I'd say. You know, things have ups and downs, but I believe I have it working for me. They're just evolving in a positive way. Everyone's treating me respectfully and caringly. And, yeah. And I hope to think I'm, for the most part, doing the same with them. So, yeah, I'm pretty pleased with myself, I have to admit, and pretty pleased with my good fortune. So, yeah, it's been a while since I've done the Tinder thing, because I'm just, why risk it? Why have the stress, you know, when I'm perfectly happy with having the people that I have in my life as is, including non-sexual partners. In fact, there are some people that I would like to be spending more time with, and it's been all about Derek lately since we got back together. That new relationship energy, all those neurotransmitters have been going bonkers in my brain for him. So that happens. That happens with me quite a bit. I get intensely so, I don't know, stigmatized, whatever it is. I get those serious, yeah, ton of neurotransmitters hitting my brain. Okay, so I think that's probably enough from me. A short episode is a good episode these days, I'd say. Well, I don't know, you may feel differently, so you can let me know. I have call-ins, and I will do another episode with those in them, because I'm too tired to be able to give people the response they deserve. And I have some, yeah, I'm very touched actually by the call-ins I have, and I'm looking forward to giving my time and energy to crafting something cool back and putting it into an episode in the future, for that is where we will spend the rest of our lives. Ciao for now, Bellas. Mwah. Love you guts.